Well, look at Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 15. The title of this lesson is Taking a Mountain at 85. Beginning in that reading, it says, Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he had said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now lo, I am this day 85 years old. Yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake on that day. For thou heardest in that day how that the Anakim were there. And the cities were great and fenced, and if so be the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because he had wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kadesh Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. We live in a very strange and interesting time, but also a very strange and interesting thing has occurred in America. A little over 3 decades ago, we moved from the idea that the emphasis on youth is now to the emphasis on the grain of America, called the baby boomers. One of the great challenges that we face in the church is that of harnessing the energy of older people. There's so many people retiring now, but they have so many years of life remaining. And this utilization of the potential of more people will be done on an individual basis, because this is the way you have time to work for the Lord. This is why the account of the Old Testament person Caleb became so significant in this lesson. You remember in Numbers chapter 13, verses 17 through 23. If you want to, you can turn there, but I'm just going to hit the highlights of that. Remember when Moses sent the 12 spies to the land of Canaan? Moses wanted them to look on a report. Well, they went, and he wanted to know some things. He wanted to know whether the people are strong or weak. He wanted to know if the people be few or many. He said, the land where the people live, is it good or bad? What are the cities like they live in? Do they live in tents? Do they live in strongholds? He said, I want you to find out about the land. I want you to find out if the land is fat or lean. Or do they have wood or not? He said, but I want you to be of good courage and bring the fruit of the land. The time was now the time of the first ripe grapes. The 12 spies went and searched out the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rahab. They was there 40 days. After 40 days from searching the land, they came back with this report. But they showed Moses the fruit of the land. Showed it to Moses, to Aaron, and to all the congregation, the children of Israel. And here's what they reported. They said, the land flows with milk and honey. There's fruit in the land. The people are strong that live in the land. The cities are walled and they're very great. They said, we even saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, they live by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Caleb heard that report and he said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overtake it or to overcome it. The men that went with him said otherwise. They said, we're not able to go up against the people, for they're stronger than we. We're not able to go up and inherit the land, get the land, because the people in the land and the inhabitants will devour us. They'll kill us off. And then he said, all the people in that land are people of great stature. They're very tall. We don't have a chance. They said, we saw giants, the sons of Anak. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. That's the report. 10 of them brought back that report to Moses. Now in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 2, we see the reaction. So the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation. Because they said, if it's like that in the land of Canaan, we don't want any part of it. Would to God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? Had a pessimistic view of this report. But Caleb said, we can go and take it. Because we've got the Lord on our side. Now if you look back in verses 10 through 12, Joshua 14, you'll see Joshua records, and now behold, the Lord had kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses. While the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and for lo, I'm this day 85 years old. And as yet I am strong this day as I was the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, where the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest me in that day, how the Anakim was there, and the cities were great and fenced, and so be the Lord be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. At age 85, this man wanted a mountain. And he was going to get a mountain. At 85 years old. I want us to look at two significant points in the life of this individual that will potentially bless us in our, as older people. Number one, the characteristics of a great person. The characteristics of a great person, number one, he relies on the Word of God. There are 5 times it said they relied on the Word of God. Joshua chapter 14 and verse 6 said, thou knewest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God. That's what Caleb said. And then it said, chapter 14 verse 10, said, it just said, as he said, as the Lord said. And then in chapter 14, verse 12, It also said that wherefore the Lord spake in that day. And it said, as the Lord said. And also in verse 6, again, it said that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God. So five times, emphasizing the Lord said, or he said. God is real to those who rely on his word. God is faithful to those who rely on his word. God's promises are the promises of Almighty God. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, Peter says, according to as his divine power hath he given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. This man, Caleb, was a great person in the sight of God because he stood by his convictions. Joshua chapter 14, verses 7 and 8. He said, 40 years was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, for I wholly followed the Lord my God. He said, I knew we could take that land. I didn't care what the other 10 said. I knew we could take the land. I told Moses, we can take the land. But the account of Numbers 13 and 14, as we just looked at, especially verse 30 of Numbers 13, we see the great faith of this man. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the pessimism of the 10 did not sway him. He knew that God was with him. He knew God would be with Israel to go up and take that land, because he wholly followed the Lord. In Joshua chapter 14 and verse 8, Caleb said, but I wholly follow the Lord my God. Moses said of Caleb in Joshua 14 and 9, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And even Joshua said about Caleb in Joshua 14 and 14, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. We can use Caleb as a great example of a man taking a mountain at 85 years old. We need people today that wholly follow the Lord. We need people today to obey from the heart, that form of doctrine, that form of teaching. We need people today to be committed wholeheartedly to worship. We need people today to be wholeheartedly committed in their lives to God. To be consecrated to God, consecrated to Christ, committed to the Lord. Caleb trusted in God's providence. In Joshua 14 and verse 12, he said, if so be the Lord be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. He trusted the Lord. We need to trust God. Trust God and Jesus, as Jim pointed out in his prayer, to study the Word, that we would know what the Word says. One day we're going to be accountable for what we know according to the Word. Against our lives. In the second place, let's look at the challenge to the man. Challenge to the man. Joshua 14 and verse 12, Joshua said, now therefore give me this mountain. Give me a mountain. I want something higher. I want something to do for the Lord. What is the purpose of an 85-year-old man? Is the purpose of an 85-year-old man just to wait and to die? No. No. It's to seek to serve God. God has created us as individuals. He's created us that we will serve Him for all our lives upon the earth, not just a few days a week or a few hours a week. Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 through 28. Jesus would say, "But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." From that scripture, we ought to come to the conclusion and say to God tonight, "Give me this mountain of service." You may give me this mountain to be a faithful worship. Give me this mountain to be a faithful Christian. You may have members of your own family that's lost, that's not a member of the church. You need to teach them. You need to teach them, study the Bible with them, that they will understand what's encompassed about being a Christian. Then we're to, for example, reach out to people who are in nursing homes. Go to Sister Del Tassi, make a visit over there, and take your Bible and read to her, read the Word of God to her, and have prayer with her. They will appreciate it because they can't come here, and she can't even get out of bed. Or call and tell Richard Sanders that you want to come over and read the Bible to him and have prayer. Or any other people that you might know that needs that service. Encourage young Christians such as Abigail to start with a Christian life and be faithful to the Lord for the rest of her life, and demonstrate in your life that she will see your example for the Lord, that you want to take this mountain at whatever age you are, and encourage those that you know are lost and be positive toward them, even to the own members of your family, to tell them you love them and you want them to obey the gospel and you want to study with them. Galatians 6 and 1, Paul would say, "Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." Just because we're here tonight doesn't mean we won't. Maybe not be here next week, or maybe not be here tomorrow. But you know, in the land of Canaan, Caleb said there must have been giants to overcome. And he said, "I know we can do it because we have the Lord. And we have giants in our lives to overcome. We have the giant of cynicism and bitterness in our lives that we must overcome. We have the giant of depression. I can't. Don't say I can't. I can. And we have the giant of loneliness. And that's the reason it's so good to visit people like Sister Nell, Richard, other people which you know, that they'll be able to get a blessing from your visit. I don't know if you ever heard of J.C. Bailey. I remember when I was in Fried Hardeman, I had a teacher, I was trying to think of his name. He taught personal evangelism. I can't think of his name right now. Oh, Brother Bradford. He talked about J.C. Bailey one time. And he said he was in his 70s when he undertook the challenge of doing the work in India, missionary work in India. And so that shows that God will always use us in any situation of our lives. And we can take a mountain, not only 85, 65, 75, whatever age you are, you can take a mountain. And you can be productive in the Lord. Tonight it may be that some have never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you need to start your walk Christian walk. Maybe you need to take the mountain to start your Christian walk, and we encourage you to do that. Trust and obey is a song we're going to sing just in a few minutes. We want you to come and repent of your sins, confess the name of Christ, be baptized for remission of your sins, that you will start this climbing up the mountain. Or tonight, as a child of God, you see that you need to rededicate your life and give your life again to God, that God would give you the strength and the courage from this night forward to be obedient to Him, and that you will do like Caleb, that you will wholly follow Him. If you need to respond to the invitation as Jim leads us in this song, we encourage you to come while together we stand and sing.